Power Hour. It's the one. Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics.
Every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept, line upon line. The scripts say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power.
The one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black Biblical Topics. I am Captain Yahshua.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath, Captain Aparia.
Shalom. Most High in Christ bless, Captain Amariah.
Shalom, Officer Shai. Most High in Christ bless.
He's back. He figured, I dropped bombs last week. Let me just insert myself.
That's what he said. He said, so you just inserted yourself like indefinite?
He said, it sounds nice. Make it twice.
I said, the Fantastic Four.
Oh, he's wow.
Oh, the Power Hour with the Fantastic Four.
Wow. I got shirts and everything.
Y'all hear evil eye and me like Joseph's brethren did to him. And it's this brother.
Throw him in a ditch.
Wow.
Oh no, the small one. I'm sorry.
Brother, they all got spirits on them. They said, oh, we're gonna give obeisance to you, little one?
Nope.
Yeah, man, they came.
I would not
that,
follow that multitude to do evil.
They came. Nope. They came and did that obese though. My man got elevated big time. Hey, because I've been doing my four chapters, so I'm up to that part.
Mm-hmm.
And I was checking out how. I mean, I know we say it, but you look at the wording. Joseph was trusted so much by these Egyptians.
Yep.
What it says when, remember, he was first over the captain's house, Potiphar's stuff. Before he was over Pharaoh's. And we know that he was second, right? Pharaoh said, the only thing that you will be second to me, that I'll be higher than you in is the throne, right? The only difference between you and me is that I sit on the throne, basically, is what he said. But it said that when he was over Potiphar's house, that Potiphar didn't even know how much money he had. He said the only thing Potiphar knew was that there was bread to eat. That's how much he trusted that dude with everything. He just said, here, I need you to think for me.
He says, as long as I got money and food, I don't need to know how much.
He said, just don't screw my wife.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Marcellus Wallace. He said, just don't screw my wife. And I just need to know that there's food in the house. Well, the line that it says the only thing that Potiphar knew, I'm paraphrasing it just a little bit, was that there was bread to eat in his house. That's how much control and sway he gave him over the house, bro.
And crazy. The mere fact that he did it.
Crazy. No. And check this out. The heavy thing. Joseph was so humble that in all this praise and power that he was given, he always said, nah, it's not me. It's God through me that's letting me see these things and that gives me the ability to do this stuff. Yo, because, bro, I think it'd be hard for any one of us to not be in a position like, wait a second. Bro, it said that when people would come to Pharaoh, I'd be like, go see Joseph.
Bro.
Go see Joseph.
People were losing their minds over a stimulus check. Right. Right. And from people were like in it, like that know they're Israel. We're like, oh, I'm good.
He didn't have a vainglory.
I'm a Rona rich and I got a stimulus. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't trying to insert himself into the show.
Nope. At all. Bro, listen, it's the Three Musketeers plus one.
Bro, why your pelitos look like that? Why they curled up and out?
You know what? It's the mask. So it's like they can.
I know, man. You know what'll help though with those pelitos if you like brush them down, like comb them down.
Mm.
Bro, then you weird. Have five
you,
long ones.
Can you bring your hairs down? It looks really weird.
Still waiting for the secret
anointing
ingredient. Yeah, the anointing secret ingredient. I look at your picture when you were with Captain, the video with Captain NBL, and I look at you now, I'm like, I'm going to keep editing videos, bro. If you edit the videos, I'm going to keep editing.
Going to keep editing.
Exactly. I'm going to keep on editing videos, bro.
This guy and his pictures, bro.
Zeph 2.
Zeph Light. Diet Zeph.
Yeah, Zeph Light. Diet Zeph, yeah.
Diet Zeph.
Zeph 0. Okay. Anyway, so today we're going to be speaking about this was a law that was passed in California, but it's being copied in other states under different names. And this particular law, they call it an act, but it's a law. Let me pull it up. It is called, hold on, the California Healthy Youth Act, right? California Healthy Youth Act, right? And we're going to read about the act directly. Not yet. You can take that down. We're not gonna read that yet. Right? We're gonna go to the articles first. I don't know which one I want to go to yet, so hold on. And the basis of this law is basically about sex education. They want to mandate that sex education, which we were getting sex ed classes in our school, but
right.
So the fact that they're passing a law is they want certain requirements to be in it.
Right.
So let me get Psalms 82 and 5. All right, we'll start with that. And then I'm going to read one article that is obviously a very right-wing website, I guess. I just happened to come across it in the news feed when I was researching this. But it does have some value. So, the parts where they're bashing liberals, like, whatever, right? We they all suck. And, yes, liberals too, right? The Bible calls them vile. But he brings out good points when we read that article piece. But read this first, right?
The book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness.
Right. So in these last days, our people walk on in darkness, right? And we won't understand. And you have to understand something. The darkness that is speaking about here is a manufactured darkness mm-hmm. by those nations that were confederate against us to keep us in the dark. All right. This is them putting things out there with the illusion of inclusion to confuse us as to what is acceptable and good, right? And we understand, according to the Bible, that the Bible says the law is holy and just and good. And those are the things that are acceptable. But not so when it comes to, you know, the cults of personality and what's popular, the popular persuasion that's out there, right? So it says we walk on in darkness. Come on.
All the foundations of the earth are out of course.
Now, foundations are things that are that you build upon, right? So there's a reason why it says all the foundations of the earth are out of course, because there's principal things that the Most High has set up for us that we should build upon. One of them, and it's one of the chief things which were established from the beginning, from the foundation of the world, is the relationship between man and woman, dealing with husband and wife, marriage. The institution of family is one of those foundations in the earth. Get me the one. I don't want the one in Matthew. I want the one in Mark where they talk about marriage, and he says what God have put together.
Hey, you know what?
No man put asunder.
Kept about this, because when the foundations are out of course, then that means that now you have what it says in Colossians with the rudiments, and that's just like a figure of things that appear to be righteous and godly. But like basically they say, okay, love is love. Doesn't matter if it's man or woman, woman or woman, man or man, so on and so forth.
Mark 10.
That's where those rudiments come from, is because it starts at that foundation level first.
Right. So this is why it's so important when it says the foundations are the core. So
where are we going? Mark 10.
Mark 10, and let's just read 5, right? So this is after they spoke to him and they said, you know, why did, you know, basically they were asking him about divorce. He told them what did Moses command them? And he says, you could give a bill of divorcement, right? So now we're at verse 5.
The book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept.
Right. Also, not nice little side note.
Right.
This is another one to show you that precept means law, right? Because right. Moses was given of the law. So he says he wrote this precept, right? This law, all right? He says, for the hardness of your heart. Come on.
But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female.
So I was thinking about that and meditating and all that. And I'm like, how does that have context to the marriage, right? Like, he's talking about divorce. What does he mean he made the male and female? Obviously, he's going into the pairing that he made. And the reason he made male and female was to create this pairing. Marriage does not exist, despite what society tells you, outside of it being male and female. There is no male and male marriage. There is no female and female marriage. He said, from the beginning of the creation, God made the male and female, letting you know it. The definition of marriage is contingent upon it being male and female. Let me show you the simplicity that's in Christ with that. Can two screws hold something together?
No, sir.
When can two wires that are male, because when you're dealing with cables, right, what do you buy? Male and female connectors?
Yep.
If you buy two of the same connector by mistake, can you connect those wires to function what you need to function? So you see how that's foundational? If it's not male and female, then the end result of what you need cannot be done.
And that's what they even call it in that analogy.
Yes.
The male end and the female end.
Yes. Yes. So this is why it says the foundations article. So let me read this article. All right. Let's pull this up. So I want the one from Newsmax. It says sex indoctrination by fanatics coming to a school near you. Okay. So it says here, here's another entry for the slippery slope file. The parents and conservatives opposing the introduction of sex education in public schools were right to do so. Government school sex education has moved from the health curriculum into the indoctrination curriculum. So what he's saying here is what I said. Years ago, I had sex ed in my Catholic school. I think in seventh grade is when they would start to introduce it. Mm-hmm. And we saw a baby being born, and, you know, it wasn't lewd. They showed us basically how you procreate, right? They showed us when you get to high school, they were pushing the condoms in school and, you know, safe sex, right? But never was there anything else there about transgenderism. Never was there anything else there about guy on guy sex, female on female. And right, I was in high school in the early 90s, right? So it's not like even then, right? So like this whole thing with homosexuality, this is a new thing. This is like 2008 forward. This is like 2010, right? Because when did Obama get elected? 2008.
Yeah.
And I think it was 2010, right, when he passed the gay marriage legalization. It was in
around,
his first term.
Around there, yeah.
Right?
It was in his first term.
So it's only within the last decade that this mass acceptance of the foundations being out of course becoming an acceptable thing, right? And we'll talk about the overarching strategy and crafty counsel. This is why today's show is titled The Perversion of Our Youth, because it's easier to bring up a clean slate to the way you want to mold them than to change someone else. Christ said this when he said, you can't pour new wine into old bottles, because if not, it'll overfill and break. Us who have been here for a while and remember a time when the homosexuality thing was not acceptable, when they were the ones that had to be careful about saying it versus us having to be careful about condemning it. Mm-hmm. In these last days, we remember those things. But there's a newer generation, and they're saying it's easier to get on this newer generation. And it's not just with this, the perversion. We're going to talk largely about the sexual perversion now. But the perversion also comes in the form of not wanting to teach slavery in schools. And if they do, they change the terms to soften the blow, and they won't show the rawness and the cruelty of it. And they'll call it the Great Migration, and you know, make it seem like they were all indentured servants, and you know, they basically rosying it up. And in the process of time, as the older generation leaves and the younger generation is taught this, see, this is why the Most High said, "Except there be a remnant, we'd all be destroyed." We have a heavy job and role as the remnant that knows and understands to continue to spread this, because you can't trust on your oppressor to do so. So. It says government school sex education has moved from the health curriculum into the indoctrination curriculum. RedState.com reports that school districts in California have eagerly adopted a perverse, ideologically driven sex propaganda program from BLM, Black Lives Matter, that seeks to undermine what children learn at home from normal parents. And this is goes back to the agents of socialization too, right? Where I said, you know, you send them into the school system, and the school system enlisted in that sociology text is a major driver for them in how to indoctrinate us. Right. We went over that when we spoke about the Indian schools and how a lot of those things from the Indian schools they've decided to implement across the board today, where it was like, what? Kill the Indian, save the man.
Right.
So what they want you to do is kill the Israelite, kill anything that's holy and good about you, but keep the shell of the man or the woman that's there to fit into society as a lemming, a worker bee, whatever it is. So it says the facts presented in this sex re-education program appeal only to the far left fringe politically and sexually. Brenda Lepsack, who was a teacher in the Orange County, California Unified School District for over 25 years and is now a member of the school board, has been the Paul Revere of education, warning parents the left is coming for their kids. Now, again, we know that left, right, middle, whatever it is, that's just all more things to drive divisions and illusion that they're all not in cahoots.
Right.
But they're all in cahoots, right? It's the WWF, right? And
right.
Where they put on the show
exactly
for the wrestling match, they talk shit about each other, and behind the scenes they're having dinner together and brokering their deals that
right.
benefit them.
Well, you saw the video that I posted for New Moon. Trump talked all nice things
yeah,
about Hillary.
Example. That was a good thing.
And then when he was elected, now she was the most evil thing, all of them.
Right, right. So what Cap is referring to, we had a New Moon class here that he was teaching, and he basically brought out the video with Trump where they show over the years all the wonderful, pleasant things, the friendly relationship, pictures of them together, talking Hillary Clinton up and the Clintons and how he loves them. And then now how to get elected, he switched it up. And then you see him talking crap, lock her up, and all this other
yeah.
stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mind you, he never locked her up.
Nope, never did.
So
never will.
So it goes to show you, right, like what was going on there. So it says, she told Red State the National and State Teachers Union endorses Black Lives Matter and their K-12 curriculum. So you have to understand something, that Black Lives Matter – behind the scenes, we've already dissected that Black Lives Matter, the organization, all right, not the saying, but the organization, right, is for these foundations being out of course. They're basically for breaking down patriarchy, which means a man-led household, which is what God ordained, right? Mm-hmm. And they promote, you know, man-man, woman-woman, single-parent households as a good thing, right? I remember growing up in the 80s, how it was an embarrassing thing for us to say we had a stepfather because my pops left when I was 5. So what, you were about 12, I guess?
11.
Right, 11, 12. It was an embarrassing thing around the neighborhood to admit that we had a stepfather. That was abnormal back then. Now it's very normalized that, you know, the dad's not around and all that other stuff like that. So Black Lives Matter now pushes that as a positivity thing, as a good thing. Again, going back to the foundation thing, what we read in Mark 10, he said from the beginning, he made them male and female from the beginning of creation when he refers to marriage. Right. And from that, what happens? Remember, he said, be fruitful and multiply.
Right.
So there's a whole hierarchy and an order here in Phoenix. Just the past several weeks, we've been going over the role of the woman in the marriage and the reverence to her husband. We started touching last week on the man. We're going to finish that up today, Lord's will. So go to show you how God has a program, peace and unity in the earth, and it doesn't fit what these people are putting here. So it says Black Lives Matter is basically responsible for this. So he says within the BLM curriculum are teachings that gender is the child's choice. So this is part of that California Child Health Act that many other states are going to try to model their thing after. Right. So that gender is a choice. The Bible does not tell us that. It tells you from the beginning, male and female is how he made them. And it says it's based on the child's feelings because that's all it is. And what they do is they start to encourage feelings. These choices encompass boy, girl, both, neither, or something else. So the levels of confusion are so I don't even got to pick a gender. I can say I'm both genders. And this is acceptable and supported, and I would be rallied behind in the earth today with these type of things. Boy, girl, both, neither, or something else. Well, what are you? I'm cisgender. That's the term they came up for. What does that mean? I don't ascribe to gender, or I'm gender neutral.
Jeez.
I'm gender neutral.
To the point where
I got a twig and berries. I was gonna say the other. I was gonna say D and B. I got a twig and berries. And I'm gonna say that I'm gender neutral.
To the point where they have it on job applications that you get to choose now.
It's
that's where it's become.
Look at the definition for gender. All right, I'm gonna read this here. It says either of the two sexes, male and female.
Either.
Especially when considered when reference to social and cultural differences rather than biological ones. So even letting you know that to some extent is that, right? So hold on. I want the other one. There's one that's very specific, gender. Because it tells you that it's based biologically. You know, because that's the other thing that now they alter definitions, so you got to be careful about that sometimes. Hold on. Look, see, now gender identity is a definition. Gosh, these people. Okay, so it says gender and then sex, right? So I'm a Merriam-Webster. It says gender. And then the definition for gender is sex, right? Meaning not sex, the verb, but sex, the noun, mm-hmm. right? And definition 1A of sex in Merriam-Webster. See, I like Webster because they stay with a lot of the classic definitions.
They've been since 1828.
Right, since 1828. It says either of the two major forms of individuals that occur in many species and that are distinguished respectively as female or male, especially on the basis of their reproductive organs and structures.
Especially. So that means that was an important factor in that definition.
Right, exactly. That's the important emphasis. And that is the 1A definition, meaning that is the definition, the foundational definition, not new ones, right? So it says the California Department of Education says this choice can be made as young as two.
That's bull. Come on, man.
That gender choice is a bit like the popular description of socialism. You can vote your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. Once a kindergartner decides she is a he or he is a she, the entire education bureaucracy treats the child according to a whimsical choice made by someone too young to be allowed in the front seat of a school. Officials and various members of the caring profession associated with the school begin to not so subtly lock the child into the choice. Pronouns, bathrooms, and other signifiers are used to cement the child into a choice of which in many instances the parents are ignorant. And if you weren't paranoid enough, here's more fuel for your fire. California teacher unions have all endorsed AB 329, the California Healthy Youth Act, which removed the requirement of parent permission slips for sex education for all grade levels.
It's California for you, bro.
That's California. But
that's,
you know,
California.
What? They lead the charge. And they then these the other charge. States start to follow it's behind.
California,
and
then New York, and then now you start seeing that's how it works. Mm-hmm. Those are the two coasts of coast. We're surrounded by two freaking extremely liberal cities.
That isn't by accident. These consonant crusading activists intend to subvert parents' wishes for their child and fill the vacuum with harmful, distorted left-wing ideology. Your property tax dollars are going to fund an education system that is in the direct control of ideologues and fanatics. Government schools are now, by choice, the sworn enemy conservative parents and independents who are. Now, we knew this, but now since it's starting to affect the casualties of war, as I call them,
right,
it's starting to affect the other Edomites that don't hold the same views as the status quo. So now they're up in arms. We've been dealing with it. We knew that about the government schools in our communities forever. Mm-hmm. And now they're feeling like, wait a second, what is this? He says, wake up, America. Wake up, white America. That's part of what it feels like to be black and brown, right? It says the parents in Orange County, California, are fighting back against the evil indoctrinated. Now, Orange County's wealthy, mm-hmm. right? Like, if I'm not mistaken, didn't they have a show about it, too?
Yeah, the OC.
It shows all the fucking wealthy privileged, part of my language. It shows all the wealthy privileged Edomites. It says it's high time parents nationwide. So, is that the music for it?
I didn't even know that part. I just did it with a stroke.
There was four seasons. I watched it when I was in Iraq. Whatever. Jeez.
So let's go to the next article from EdSource. All right, I want that one. And let me get my reader view. It comes up easier that way. And then we're actually going to read Tenets of the Act, and you see the crafty wording of how they have it in there. So conservative religious groups targeting California sex education guidance, EdSource is what it says here. And then they got a picture here of gay families, daddy and daddy, mommy and mommy. Our families are special, right? They're showing all that. So. I thought you said cat. Like you were gonna say something. He said, "Damn." I thought you, Bo. After last week, right. Like when you say something, I'm ready to stop.
Hey, you know what's crazy about this?
Your world.
Unfortunately, we just saw a huge example of where no hedges, the possession spoils. Right, right. on the Telegram, a brother had unfortunately had passed away, and then within months, now his family's all out of whack, and then that's what's being driven by these women that are behind this Black Lives Matter movement to take away the man. And they completely have this confusion of phases now.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. And that's why I say it's interesting, because they're pushing that amongst our people.
Right.
And since their real target, remember, everything they do is based on us at the highest levels, right? Maybe not at the lower levels, but at the highest levels, all those decisions are based on continuing to keep our people in the dark. We got to keep the Israelites asleep to maintain our rule.
Right.
Because once the 144,000 are sealed, we know that our time is up, right? Jacob is the beginning, Esau is the end. But now they get up in arms because they're starting to realize that the price for them to keep their rule is that some of them got to fall into this, whether they agree with it or not. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing governmental-wise that's going to happen or change, because not even the conservative Republicans are going to fight against that. That's the route that homosexual equality thing has taken.
Because they're for this, number one. Remember, just because they're Republican don't mean they ain't gay, some of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, there's a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, but they're just undercover. But I was just thinking, all my kids never drew. They drew themselves as who they were.
Yeah.
Gave them a paper, gave them a pencil. They drew themselves as boys, mm-hmm. girls, mother and father. So that's coerced.
Mm-hmm.
That's not natural. It's not in our spirit.
But
there's a scripture on that. Can I bring it up just real quick?
Go right ahead.
Give me Ecclesiastes 7:29. That's not natural. That's bullcrap. That is coerced. That is influenced. Just like the basketball player that influences kid. Who's that kid?
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Straight to the point. So we.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 29. Lo, this only have I found.
This is Solomon, the wisest man on the earth. Okay. He said, lo, this only have I found.
That God had made men upright.
He made man upright.
They have sought out many inventions.
But they have sought out many inventions. Man was always supposed to be a man. It's these evil people that have perpetuated this bullcrap.
Right. And in case you're confused about upright, right? I'm on Merriam-Webster.
Back from 1828.
And it says, marked by strong moral rectitude.
Wow.
The example is an upright citizen.
Wow.
Where does morality come from? The Bible. The Bible says homosexuality is a sin. God made
beautiful.
The male and female from the beginning.
That's beautiful.
So there's no interpretation of what's being said here in this verse in
right.
Ecclesiastes. It means what it means. God have only made man upright, of strong moral rectitude. Anything else is lust. Is lust of the spirit. Is and I'm telling you, it's totally driven by lust. I was watching this show called Money Heist on Netflix. Right. It's not very big. It's not very biblical, but it just popped into my head now. There's one part, right? Because now I'm on like the second half of whatever the way the show is set up, and so there's some homosexual overtures in there. They don't show like stuff like that, but. There's a conversation where it speaks about it, and basically one of the gay guys was saying that basically the premise and basis for being gay, he goes, especially for men, he says is, you know, he says is boom, boom, chow. He goes, you get to boom, boom, and bye. He goes, men get to see each other, we men get together, whatever, blah, 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 and that's it. Basically talking about the casuality of how they do it, and that is solely based on lust. It's not based on maintain this whole long-term relationship or anything like that, right? And rectitude, just if you want to, if in case you're not sure, it says moral integrity. the quality or state of being straight. Hey, what do they call the opposite of gay? Straight.
Mm-hmm.
It says of strong moral rectitude. Watch this one. It says the quality or state of being correct in judgment or procedure. So that you understand when you bring that scripture, read that verse again. That's a beautiful scripture.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions.
And this is an invention. Homosexuality is an invention. Mm-hmm. Transgenderism.
It's an invention.
This choice of I can be male, female, or both, or neither, or something else.
Trisexual.
Whatever, all the terms. Man, boy, love, right? Hey, you saw the graphic for the cutie?
Yeah, cuties.
You know what?
Yo, I couldn't even. Bro, I couldn't. I
gotta send that. Do you have it, Raphael?
I could not even.
Or do you need me
that
to send it to you? We might as well pop it up. I wasn't planning on it.
No, I thought for sure you were gonna go there.
I couldn't freaking believe the glimpse that I took of it, bro. I can't even look at that shit.
It's crazy.
I got it. If you want me to send it to you,
And
then they put the Judas sister in the front.
Right.
Let me send
they'll never
to you.
Do that in anything positive. They'll do it in negative.
Nope.
All right, I just sent it to you so you can pull it up.
It's on Telegram.
I just sent it so you can pull it up.
Disgusting. Freaking pure disgust that somebody freaking gets turned on over that shit.
I sent it to you. Do you need me to send it to Ashias? Are you signed into Ashias?
To my yeah.
Send it to his?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, keep talking while I do this, guys.
Yeah, man, they're freaking exploiting children, man.
Well, and it's not like it's on some low level thing. It's on Netflix, man.
Dude,
they put millions of dollars behind this agenda to push that like it's normal. It's the normalizing of something that's completely evil. That's why Gavin starting with the foundations of the earth being out of course is completely accurate, and this man knows that.
That scripture we just read is a foundation.
Right. Yeah. Insane. Cuties on Netflix.
Right.
Disgusting,
he's
bro.
Pulling it up now so I can show you this. The invention, right? That last
part,
the invention.
Parents that let them do that? How about
right.
that?
Right.
Let's go, right? Because the kid has really no control, right? But the parent that's living vicariously through those children. Mm.
That's why the scripture says, for the love of money.
Hey, let me tell you,
evil.
Whether through ignorance, meaning because it's the status quo now that you allow your child to do it, or through something else.
Look at this. They don't know anything about life, these kids. At
no,
that age.
Absolutely not. All right, so
don't even know how to wash their
make
ass.
Make it bigger
because
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it from there. Make it bigger. Hey, and let me tell you something. It's not just this. What was it? Oh, the new She-Ra. You got to watch. You got to watch what your kids are watching. You cannot assume because it's a kids' channel, right? On Netflix, I make a little avatar for them, and it's kids-only content, right? Mm-hmm. Assuming that I'll keep them away from some of the other things. On the kids-only content, I was in the kitchen. I might have mentioned this on another show, but it's still relevant now. And I'm watching, so I'm like, oh, they redid She-Ra. I remember She-Ra, He-Man's cousin, right? So I said, they redid She-Ra. I'm wondering if they redo He-Man, or are they probably going to make him gay? So they redid She-Ra.
She-Man.
And I guess they got little kids that are, like, down with them or whatever. It's like a different concept, but it's She-Ra. And I hear the kid talking about my dad's, right? So, Bo, all praise to the Most High. I've been in this long enough that even though the whole world is evil communication, when you step out of the environment of our people, of repenting Israelites, mm-hmm. I was literally doing something else, preparing a snack, whatever it was. And as soon as I heard dads, plural, my ears caught it. My intention wasn't to watch what she was watching. I just happened to hear dads. I said, wait a second. So I said, run this back, right? And I went, I said, what are you watching, sweetie? And I didn't want to alarm her too much and make her think she was doing something, you know.
Right.
So I went, and I'm watching it, and I say, okay. And he's talking about his two dads, and his dads love each other and everything else. And I told her, I said, honey, I don't want you to watch this. And then she goes, oh, you know what? She goes, I skipped an episode because there's an episode where, like, at the end, two girls kiss. And I said, damn, this isn't a cartoon. And I went and I posted it in the congregation group when I saw that. So you can't assume that you're going to be all right with your kids in this. Now, I'm not saying this show was going to – it's rated TVMA, which means it's basically rated R
mm-hmm.
for television. That's mm-hmm. the television version's rating of rated R. So this may not show up on the kids' platform, but you would look at this and not pay attention and say, oh, it's about kids dancing.
TVMA means mature audiences,
yes.
And these kids are 11 years old.
Right. So check this out. It says Amy, 11, becomes fascinated with a twerking dance crew. Let's just stop there first.
Right.
A twerking dance crew. That's a whole dance.
Mm-hmm. Because they got
a
position.
Let me correct. The bedroom is undefiled in marriage. So that's a whole dance if you're doing it for anybody other than your
husband. Right. Right. Let's keep it in context.
Let's fix that. All right. The wife could twerk for her husband. Okay. Outside of that, look, they a twerking dance. She became fascinated with a twerking dance crew that are made up of little children. A twerking dance crew. Look at them. Look at how they sexualize them in that ad. Those are little girls. That's our version of those little princess pageants, because
yep.
Esau does that too. They
right.
sexualize the little girls by putting them in those little pageants. But that's expected of them because that's what they've always done. They've given girls to marriage 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old to dirty old men. And it says, so she became fascinated with a twerking dance crew. Hoping to join them, she starts to explore her femininity. What does dancing have to do with exploring her femininity? And that's code talk to let you know that at 11 years old, she starts to explore sexuality.
Right.
Defying her family traditions, meaning they're going to show you and paint her parents. Right. And look, I'm assuming it's the Judah sister because she's in the forefront or maybe she's not Judah,
right.
but she look like our people. Right. Whatever
right.
it is, they put our people in the forefront and they're going to demonize her parents and watch the show is going to have either an evolution of her parents accepting her lesbianism and all this craziness, or the parents are going to be demonized in the show. I guarantee you.
I can't believe Netflix even put this out. Nowadays, I believe anything.
Well, they don't give a crap because they apologized for it. There were people going against it, but they're not taking it off. They just apologized for it.
Real quick, I looked up that little girl says starring Fathia Yosef or whatever,
uh-huh.
that little black girl. She's 14, making her 11 on this. So,
still a little girl.
Yeah.
Still a little girl. Still a child. And this is a show that's coming to Netflix on September 9th.
Can we take it off now?
Yeah. Take that off. Cuties. Right. Let me get Isaiah 29 real quick. We're going to go back to the article and the other thing. And let's get 15. And then 16 is the point, though.
I get it. You got to hit home sometimes. With reality, you know, but that's just freaking sickening, bro.
Yeah. Isaiah 29 and 15.
It really is, bro. It's like insane. It's like you said, you can't believe that Netflix even allowed that.
Yeah,
even
I'm talking about my head's freaking standing from the anger, bro.
Mm. Go ahead.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 15. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord.
And it says, woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord. These heathen, this is all part of the Sodom agenda, that thing cutie, this California sex act, and you're going to start seeing this in different schools, and then eliminating the parents' consent for these type of things to normalize this type of behavior. It says they're doing it, and there's an agenda behind it. It says, woe unto them, though, that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord. And it's going to explain what that counsel is in verse 16. That's why it says 16 is the point. All right, come on.
And their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us and who knoweth us?
They're not in the dark to the Most High, but they're in the dark to you, dummy, that's following this Black Lives Matter agenda, that's following this starting with Esau, which is the so-called white man, and these other nations' agenda to continue to perpetuate, all right, their rule over us. And destroy us, right? It's that Judith 5 where they say if we don't keep God's commandments, they know we'll be destroyed. So what do? They put things in front of us that allows us to do so, right? I've often used this in the past as well where I say if Satan came to you and told you to worship him, no matter what your morals, most of you, right, would probably say no. So how do they get you to do it? With subtlety. Things like Christmas, things like Halloween, and you defend it to the death, all these holidays and stuff, right? If it's contrary to God, Satan means adversary. If it's contrary to God and you're doing it, then you're worshiping Satan. There's levels to that. You don't got to be there doing freaking hexagrams and candles and all this other stuff and sacrificing animals, chicken heads and voodoo and stuff like that to worship. That's the more extreme version of it. They do it with their subtlety. This is their craftiness. This is their counsel that they seek, and their works are in the dark, that they seek to do in the dark. But God sees it. Verse 16,
Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as potter's clay.
This is that deep, this is that counsel that they do. The turning of things upside down. What goes with Psalms 82 and 5, which is making the foundations of the earth that God created from the beginning, that according to Christ's words in the book of Mark 10, said that from the beginning, God made the male and female, because that's where the family structure starts from. Male and female come together. Guess what happens? They become fruitful and multiply. And then you continue that. And that's a foundational thing in the earth. They said their counsel that they seek to hide deep is the turning of things upside down. But God says, don't fret, brothers and sisters. It says it'll be esteemed as the potter's clay, meaning what? It can be changed. The potter's clay is moldable, all right? It says it'll be esteemed as the potter's clay. Come on.
For shall the work say of the him that made it, he hath made me not?
Right? So it's saying, so if you're the clay, are you going to say of the maker of the clay that molds you, you didn't make me? Come on.
Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding?
So it's letting you know that God understands and he sees what's going on. And remember, everything that happens in this earth is for us, whether it's those that are predestined for chains and an eternal fire of our people, or it's those of us that need to wake up from this. So you must understand that.
Go ahead. Go to Captain's Telegram. I sent you something. I'm going to show you who made this movie. And talking about the Black Lives Matter and how it's run by sisters. This is the director of Cuties.
This young sister here,
she's French.
Mamouna Decor.
Mamouna.
Well, you know how the French are over there, bro.
Mamouna Decor.
And this devil right here is making that film.
Hey, you know who another one is a damn demon with that stuff?
She may be Issa.
Shonda Rhimes. She does Grey's Anatomy and all these other shows and stuff like that. And you know, from the drama perspective, the sister's talented. She has some good shows, but she heavily, heavily incorporates the feminism and the homo and the sodom agenda, the homosexual agenda into her stuff.
You give me Joe Five or talk real quick, because there's a brother here that he brought up a good point. Raymond Cruz, he says Esau using every angle possible to destroy the Israelites. And you brought up the word devices, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'll let you say your part. Raphael says something good about the get down.
So brothers and sisters, don't worry. This is going to go on. It has to go on, right? Because it's prophesied. But don't worry, because here's what the Most High God, what Job said in the spirit of the Most High God.
The book of Job, chapter 5, verse 12. He disappointed the devices of the crafty.
He's going to disappoint. At the end of the day, guess what? He ain't destroying the Israelites. That's what that scripture is saying. They're trying to destroy us, brother, but he ain't going to destroy us, because as it says in Isaiah 46 and 10, y'all read it on your own. He declared the end from the beginning. His counsel shall stand, and I'm paraphrasing. It ain't going to happen. You know what? It's happening, but it is not going to destroy the Most High God's vision, okay, and prophecy. Go ahead.
So that their hands cannot perform their enterprise.
So that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. What is their enterprise? Trying to prolong the inevitable, preventing the inevitable, that we, the blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, who are the true Israelites, the true Jews, the true chosen people, to be put back in our rightful place of rulership and be ruling the world. And all this filth will not be tolerated and will be destroyed. You come with that crap in the kingdom or in the wilderness.
Right. All right. Let me go back to this article real quick. All right. So let's bring this up again where we were, because I want to show the two opposing sides, and then we're going to go to the actual breakdown of the act that they passed for the sex education thing. So you can see, right, because we were one that you would say, OK, well, of course, it's from a place that they're going to criticize it hard. So there's a more mainstream conservative site here, I guess. Right. This David Washburn character. So it says, with the State Board of Education set to vote on new sex education teaching guidance, conservative religious groups are mobilizing parents in an aggressive effort. See, conservative religious is a misnomer, because all religion is conservative.
Right.
Like real religion that's biblically based, you cannot be in the Bible and not be conservative. And if you are, then you're not really learning for the Bible.
That's a good point.
What you're doing then is this.
That's why they had to come out with a gay Bible.
Right. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when I do this, that means Trump, because Trump swears
that
he's a Christian.
So much credit. It was not only backwards, but upside down.
It was backwards and upside down.
Yeah.
To just for a photo op.
And then when they asked him what's his favorite scripture, he said, "Well, I like all of them. You know, I mean, I can't name one. It's such a freaking
lie."
Has
never opened a Bible a day in his life.
Obviously.
Wow. What's your favorite scripture? That's a good question. That's good reporting. That's good reporting.
No, that's what they asked him, and he could not. He didn't answer. Not one.
Hey, that's like when you put the sisters up that are single and want to be showcased, and you ask them what their favorite scripture is, and they're like, John 3:16,
Genesis 1:1.
Right. Pick some random scripture.
Because I'm foundational,
right?
So I just go to the beginning.
So good.
Hey, so it says, conservative religious groups are mobilizing parents in an aggressive effort to remove recommendations focused on the sexual health of LGBTQ students and other material they deem too explicit for young students. So what they're trying to say is they want to address the LGBTQ youth in the sex curriculum program because essentially they're going to do it anyway, so let's educate them on it, but at the same time exposing everybody else to it. So it says the guidance known as the Health Education Framework aligns with the 25th. So the Health Education Framework is on top of the California Health Youth Act, right? It's which mandated sex education in public school districts statewide and was among the first in the nation. It was the first in the nation, but it's not the last. I haven't done more extensive research, but I guarantee you there's more there's more legislation for this type of stuff in other states. I guarantee you. Which mandated sex education in public school districts statewide and was among the first in the nation specifically to address the needs of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender students and those students questioning their sexual identities. You know what you get when you question your sexual identities? When I was growing up, a bofetada across your face if you try to come with anything else. Bah! Just get the backhand with the knuckles and the rings on it.
You know how some kids, they'll put on like the mom's heels. Kids, right?
They'll
put stuff like that. You got a bofetada.
You touch mom's makeup. If you even were like,
I'd even be curious.
Let me give you a mild version. Not even trying to put mom's heels on. I think I did put her heels on one time, and I got the shit smacked out of me.
Because they're not doing it for no reason other than they're kids, right?
Right. It's curious.
Not because they're gay. So don't stop. So right away, they'll say, you see?
Right.
No.
Right. No. Right. You're just curious. You're little and you do it, but you can't encourage that. You got to beat that down right away, right? So, for example, let's just say you're there and you're looking at mom's lipstick, right? And you're like, "Oh, what's this, mommy? Lipstick? Now put it down." That's not for you. That's for girls,
right? That's the first thing that should come out of every parent's mouth, right? Let them know, okay, right? Because their kids, they don't know any better. That's not for boys. That's for girls.
So leave that alone. That's mommy's makeup. That's not even for girls. That's for women. If you don't understand women, then you say girls.
Right.
Little. That's for females. What type of stuff is it? But no. Now, what do they encourage you to do? Should he have some curiosity about it? Jump on it.
Yep.
Jump on it. So it says the guidance known as the Health Education Framework aligns with the 2015 California Healthy Youth Act, which mandated sex education in public schools. I'm sorry. Can you tell them that we can hear them in here? So I think they're forgetting that they got to be quiet. And it's probably my wife or some of the Spanish sisters because I hear Spanish, which mandated sex education. And if we could hear them, that means it's on the mics because I'm hearing them in my headphones.
Yep.
Which mandated sex education in public school districts statewide and was among the first in the nation specifically to address the needs of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender students and those students questioning their sexual identities. In March, hundreds of parents and other residents from communities throughout the state traveled to Sacramento to voice their objections to the framework during a public hearing held by the Instructional Quality Commission, which is an advisory body to the state board. The commission approved the framework document and now it is slated for final approval by the state board that is meeting Wednesday. But before their vote, commissioners heard comments from dozens of parents and others who identified themselves as Christians and said, among other things, that the new guidelines are part of an LGBTQ agenda and sexualize California school children. They absolutely do. Maybe if our people hear Esau saying it, they'll be all right. Because if we say it, we just a bunch of Negroes and Spicks that have hate in our hearts.
And I don't know why, because it was never like that. It was never like that. Was not they shipped you off. You disappeared. It's like they put concrete shoes on you.
Yeah.
You disappeared if you were pregnant and you were still living in your parents' house, or if you were a homo or lesbian. You disappeared. They didn't see you. They sent you to the islands.
Yeah.
They didn't see you. You were like, "Hey, where's Juanito?" I don't know. He's, I don't know. He live on the fifth floor.
Yeah, because we couldn't afford boarding school, so you sent them. You sent them back.
You sent them somewhere where they went hiding, but and you sent them to the mountains of El Yunque. And you had to go live in a rainforest.
It says, so they said, homosexuality is not a right, but a lifestyle of perversion. But a lifestyle, let me get that in Romans 1, is it 26?
Yep.
But a lifestyle of perversion, said one speaker. Another said, medically inaccurate sexual ideology has no place in education. So get that in Romans 1, because you're saying it's a lifestyle of perversion. It's an invention. It's a lifestyle of perversion. And they're starting to get the children young with it. Hey, read that.
Okay, start for 22.
Good.
Because what you'll see when he reads it.
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible men.
Right. So it's telling you that they justified those things that are not upright, and they've by doing so, they've corrupted the uncorruptible God in imagery, right? Because we know God is incorruptible. And how do they do that? Like you brought out the gay Bible, right? Yep. Adam and Steve,
right.
Not Adam and Eve. Okay, come on.
And to birds and four-footed beasts and to creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them unto uncleanness through the lust of their own heart.
He says, God said, okay, you want to mess with me like that? Then I will give these people. That's why I say some of them are ordained to that. I will give you to that uncleanness. And he says, through the lust of your own hearts. He's going to explain what he's speaking about as we continue on. Come on.
To dishonor their own bodies.
And he says,
themselves.
You dishonor your own bodies in that action between yourselves. Because that's not how God made your vessels. That's not the use of your vessels. Come on.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie?
It says they. That's a rhetorical question. He's letting you know that it's them, starting with Esau, starting with the so-called white man, who the world ignorantly calls the white man, and all those other nations that were confederate with them in Psalms, the 83rd chapter. It says, who changed the truth of God into a lie? Come on.
And worshiped and served the creator, the creature, more than the creator.
And the creature is dealing with the flesh. It's dealing with the sin, those inventions, the lust of the heart, right? The lifestyle of perversion. Come on.
Who is blessed forever? Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections.
He said, so God gave them up unto vile affections, meaning disgusting, abominable. He said, all right, y'all want to roll this way? I wash my hands of it. My remnant is going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to stand against it. He goes, but y'all, go ahead. You roll with that. He said, vile affection. He's going to reveal what it is. I know you want to say something. Then he says in the next verse,
for this cause God gave them up. I'm sorry. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
So he says they changed their natural use, which is male and female, to that which is against nature. Come on.
And likewise, also the men.
And also the men. Now he's going to get into the particulars. What?
Leaving the natural use of the woman.
Leaving the natural use of the woman, which is sex between male and female, a male end and a female receiving end. Come on.
Burned in their lust.
And he's letting you know that it's because it's a burning of lust. A lifestyle of perversion. Come on.
One towards another. Men with men working, which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat.
He says so that the error, which was meat, meaning they are going to receive the recompense. He's talking about the judgment for homosexuality. If they do not repent of that, the recompense for that is their blood will be required, that they're going to burn in that lake of fire forever and ever, which is the second death. That's that recompense, which is meat, if you don't leave off from that type of behavior. That's the lifestyle of perversion. You were going to say
something? Get the definition of unseemly, and yes, I'm going to say. So for those proponents of this homo BLM, because that's what they really in disguise. They all for freaking everything against the Bible, okay? And for homosexuality and lesbianism, yes, this homosexuality, lesbianism crap, all right, it's nothing new. Scripture says in Ecclesiastes, it's not new under the sun.
Right.
This is the book of Romans. This was over 2,000 years ago. And guess what? It was before that as well. This was going on, all right? Because if it wasn't, why did the Most High God have to have commandments on it?
Right.
Because we tried it. We tried it, and we're doing it as a people, and it was going on. All right? So what is unseemly? Behavior or actions not proper or appropriate. Read that script again, just that one part. The unseemly part?
Yes.
Doing things unseemly?
I got it. It says... Romans 1, verse 27. Men with men working that which is unseemly.
That's not proper or appropriate. Not proper or appropriate. It's not appropriate and it's not proper, you people that believe that crap. All right? It's evil and wicked and it makes no damn sense no matter how you try to make a man have a baby. Okay? No matter how you try to justify it by a movement called BLM. Because, again, don't make no mistake about it. That's what that movement is really about. That movement is about everything contrary to this Bible. And who's running all of that? The wicked ones from Job 9:24. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked.
Right.
But like Job 5:12 said, the devices of the crafty will not stand. Okay? Y'all can have your fun now. Y'all gonna burn in that lake of fire. Trust.
Hey, Cap, my wife works at doing cancer, treating the cancer, right? She says a lot of homosexuals go into there. A lot of Esau homosexuals. They got HIV. They got like all these open wounds, and it's just pussing, and it's like
that's the most high destroying all there because it's inappropriate, unseemly.
She says they come in and it's like they stay
looking like Philadelphia, like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia's. Hey, look, I ain't sorry for them. Y'all should have never did. Yeah, you be a man.
She said,
yo, it's nasty. I don't give a damn if it's our people. I'm going to speak what it is. We're supposed to go ahead, cry loud and spare not.
Hey, but going back to what Cap said, as a heavy point, he said, but the Lord understands that his remnant's going to wake up and do exactly what they're told. These things were foretold to us thousands of years ago that sin must increase in these last days. And it's there for you to see, okay, this is not unseemly and this is not right according to God. Or let me get lost in my lust and then enjoy that thing for a season. Because what, 60, 70, maybe 80 years of that? And then you burn forever? Hell no. It's not even worth it.
Right. So let me get the one about the fast facts about the California Healthy Youth Act. I want to start on page 2. This is actually from their website. And they use some crafty words here. And then remember, they have the overlay. I haven't done the deeper deep shirts of this other framework law that they put on top of this. So it's the PDF. Yeah. All right. So make it a little bigger. Go to page 2 so people can see. And on page 2, I'm just going to read some highlights here because we're coming up on the end of the show. So you can see the double talk and in how they're doing this curriculum. Right. So it says. Let's look at the bullet that says all instruction. So they say all instruction in all grades must be age appropriate and medically accurate, meaning accepted by organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics, and may not promote religious doctrine. All elements of the instruction must be in alignment with each other, right? So they're letting you know, because why don't they want it to promote religious doctrine? Because they know that any Bible text is going to speak against what they're going to show, right? So it says sexual health education must respect and address the needs of students of all genders and sexual orientations. One of the other bullets, I'm sorry, go to the first bullet. It says abstinence-only instruction is not permitted. According to the Bible, we're teaching our children until they're of the age of marriage, abstinence only. Mm-hmm. They're telling you in the school system, you're not going to get that. They're not going to tell them the best way to prevent the STD is no sex, right? They're gonna go on and say, well, if you're doing it, here, which to a child, you're basically saying it's okay. You're giving them leeway to do that. It says sexual health, the third bullet, education must respect and address the needs of students of all genders and sexual orientations. That's the language for homosexuality there. In this document, you will not see homosexuality or transgender in the terms here, right? Maybe later on you might. It's 47 pages. But most people aren't going to read that. So they go and they put the information at the top. Same thing with the Black Lives Matter. They put their mission thing at the top and you go on. It says it must respect students of all genders and sexual orientations, meaning that they're going to make sure that they show, right, men on men and women on women doing that which is unseemly. It says instruction must affirmatively recognize different sexual orientations. To affirmatively recognize means that they will go out of their way to mention the homosexuality aspect. That's what it means, because it can't be passive. It has to be affirmatively recognized. And be inclusive. Just recognize it affirmatively, but be inclusive of same-sex relationships when providing examples of couples or relationships. So that means your children are going to see on the screen man and man and women in the couple relationship.
Right. They ain't confusing my kids, boy.
It says, while providing examples of couples or relationships, right? So mean they're going to show it. It also must teach about gender expression, which is that transgender or gender identity, same thing, and explore the harm of negative gender stereotypes. That is eloquent speech to let you know that they're going to teach them that it is okay and it's not something that's wrong. Beginning in grade 7, instruction must include information about the safety and effectiveness of all FDA-approved methods of preventing pregnancy and transmission of HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. That means they're going to talk to them about the morning after pill, the plan B. They're going to talk to them about all. They're going to talk to them about abortion, right? And saying that that's all right. So it goes even deeper. It says including condoms, contraceptives, and antiretroviral treatment. And abstinence. So now, yeah, it'll be thrown in there as like a little thing, right? The abstinence. It must also include information about HIV, pregnancy, sexual harassment, sexual assault, healthy relationships, and sex trafficking, as well as local resources for accessing care and students' rights to access care. That's the part where they're saying how you could circumvent your parents, because we're going to give you resources to circumvent your parents for these things.
It should have had one bullet point, abstinence.
Right. So now here it says, but look at the extent you got to go to. Parents must be notified that their student will receive sexual health and HIV prevention, but not give permission. So now they made it like, you know, a mail-in rebate. Your opt-out is like a mail-in. So where it used to be that before you taught them, you had to get a permission slip. Now you have to formally opt out. It says parents may remove their student from the instruction by submitting a request in writing.
Well,
and I guarantee you that that's not something that they pushed and publicized. So that's something that we need to keep our eyes for as parents for this.
Make yourselves aware. Yep.
It says, blah, blah, blah. Let's go to page 3. I want, there's 2 bullets here that I want to look at. Okay. It says, wasn't comprehensive sexual health education already required? It says previously districts were required to provide only HIV prevention education once in middle school and once in high school. Districts that elected to also provide sexual health education were required to do so in a way that was comprehensive, medically accurate, and age appropriate. So they're saying they already had it there, but now they expanded it to fit their agenda. So it says, what is different about the new law? In addition to requiring that students receive comprehensive sexual health education at least twice, at least once in middle school and at least once in high school, the California Healthy Youth Act includes a new language. It sounds so nice and not offensive. The California Healthy Youth Act. You would think they're going to talk to them about diet and not smoking and not drinking.
Or
right?
Doing gangs.
Right. It's yeah, because that's a danger to health also. It says it includes new language about adolescent relationship abuse and sex adolescent relationship. Those things should not be together. Nope. Adolescent relationships are friends, your brothers and sisters. They're talking about dating, which is against the Bible. It says adolescent relationship abuse and sex trafficking and reinforces a focus on healthy attitudes, healthy behaviors, and healthy relationships. Meaning they're going to be like, it's okay to have gay sex. It's okay to be transgender. It also strengthened previous requirements that instruction and materials be appropriate for students of all sexual orientations and genders, and ensures that sexual health education does not promote outdated gender norms. That's the nuke in the whole thing, where they're trying. I'm telling you, they word things so eloquently, and they know most of us won't read this type of stuff. It says they call it outdated gender norms, meaning they are going to impress and enforce upon your children that it's normal, it's okay for that unseemly, that vile behavior, and that confusion of gender choice. It says, I want the next one. It says all instruction in all grades, including elementary, meaning they keep focusing on 7th and 12th, but the overlay of this other framework law says they're going to start them in as young as kindergarten. It says all instruction in all grades, including to, and this is to normalize. They say to normalize the behavior. It's the perversion. The lifestyle of perversion is to normalize that perversion. It says all instruction in all grades, including elementary, right? Because all of a sudden they're talking about middle, right? Mm. Up until this point, they've been talking about middle and high school. Seven. Now they're saying elementary. See how they throw that in there? And it says must be age appropriate, medically accurate, meaning they're going to show penis and vagina, right? Doing what it do. Okay, they're going to show penis and penis. That means they're going to show anal sex. There's teachers. There's been reports of teachers bringing dildos into the classroom to show them this type of stuff.
Smack them right in their face with that same dildo. Right into that
shit. It says medically and appropriate for students with disabilities. So they're going to teach the ones that have disabilities how to rock sexually. Students who are English language learners and for students of all races, right. ethnic. That means that they will even translate it for the Northern Kingdom. So you'll be like, oh, that's all right. My child don't speak English too great. Yeah, they're going to do it in Spanish, too.
ESL sex ed.
Right. And cultural backgrounds, gender, sexual instruction may not promote religious doctrine. There it is again.
Yep.
Instruction must affirmatively recognize different sexual orientations and be inclusive of same-sex relationships when providing examples of couples' relationships. It must also teach about gender, gender expression, gender identity, explore the harm of negative gender stereotypes. Comprehensive sexual health education. Let me go to verse 4. I scrolled up in my anger. I'm reading the wrong one. There was another one I want to talk about, the abortion. Hold on. It says.
And I scrolled up in my anger.
I scrolled up. Oh, go to page 4. I want the bullets there. And it says information about the effectiveness and safety of all FDA-approved contraceptive methods in preventing pregnancy, look at parentheses, including emergency contraception. Emergency contraception is code speak for abortions. Mm-hmm. Emergency contraception, if it went over your head, is code talk for abortions. Information that abstinence is the only way certain to prevent unintended pregnancy and HIV and other STDs. Information about the value of delaying sexual activity. So they're trying to calm you and saying they're going to include these type of things. But check this out. Information about pregnancy, including the importance of prenatal care. All legally available pregnancy outcomes, including parenting, adoption, and abortion. And California's newborn safe surrender law. There's so much more in this. Like I said, it's a 47-page document. I'm not going to go more. We could probably do a whole class on this. If we were doing a 2-hour show, I'm sure we could go on and on. But this is what's out there. This law already passed in California. They started implementing it in schools in 2016. And educators and school systems across the country in the last 4 years have picked up some semblance of this in one form, shape, or another. So you got to be mindful of what's out there. We're all focused on just indoctrinating them about accepting of, you know, the way these other nations are and things like that. It's much deeper than that. It goes into the foundations out of course and the type of stuff that they're teaching the children in order to disrupt the flow, right? Because this is why they push abortion. This is why Planned Parenthood, let's not forget, Planned Parenthood was put in place specifically for our people.
That's right.
It's in our neighborhoods.
Right, right. It was
predominantly in our neighborhoods.
It was set up so that we can kill our babies. That's why it was there, right? So let's be mindful of this, brothers and sisters. Keep an eye on this stuff. I mean, I know we could say, yeah, homeschool and everything. I know that's not always an easy option for everybody, but we have a heavy job. Parenting, man, parenting, and this is why I say it takes a village. This is why the unity of what we have in congregations is so important, because we can all reinforce that type of education. All praise to the Most High. He put the spirit on your wife to do a little something for our young sisters here, because the school does that as well. And guess what? We did permission slips. We explained that we'd be explicit. So, yeah, since they're already teaching it in the schools, we did a counteraction for that. And we were able to teach a biblical version of that sex ed here in Phoenix based on that. So, you know, maybe it'd be a good model for some of the other camps to follow in an attempt to counteract that, if you're not able to kind of pull your kids out of school like that. But understand, you have options for that stuff, all right? Same thing. Hey, let me tell you something. Same thing with the Pledge of Allegiance, right? Every school year, I tell them, listen, my daughter, she's not going to recite that pledge or whatever, right? And that's within their right. Nobody can make them do that or not, and they're not supposed to make them feel alienated for it either. So you got to be mindful of that. I even got to the point where I just wouldn't even let her go to the flag ceremony. Like, basically, I got consent that she can just show up to the classroom, and I would wait with her so that she can then go to the classroom. Because, you know, they still make you stand. Mm-hmm. So, like, it went, you know, being that they were making her stand, but maybe don't put your hand over your heart, nothing. I say, you can pray to God while they're reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, because they do it outside, so there's nowhere to sit.
There's nowhere to
sit.
It's
crafty council.
It's not like when my daughter had a show, they played that shit. Surprisingly,
yeah.
I was so proud of my family. Mm. None of us budged. Yep. We sat down. We were the only ones that I was like, say something. I was waiting for afterwards for somebody to tell me something. We didn't stand for that bullshit Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep. Anyway, any other closing thoughts? No? All right. Well, that's the show for this week. All right. Continue to like, share, support. All right. Lord's will be on next Sabbath. All right. With that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
Lego.
Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We
got
back.
The nations running scared because Israel is back. Our lives on us because we keeping them lost. When the Lord will return, Babylon, we are far.
Solid.
We got them on lock.
Got them on lock.
God's chosen people with